This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting from the Undisclosed Bunker Studios in the hottest city in America. It's the Steve Sanchez Show.
People decided that they were going to take their government back from the tyranny that has been controlling us, and that is why, again, a Donald Trump won.
Now it's time for the American people to take back their future.
This is the best talk show I've ever heard in my life.
Brace yourself, because here he is now, with a Constitution in one hand and a Bible in the other, your host, Steve Sanchez.
Thank you, Greg Gerringer. Hour number two, glad to be hanging out with you. We've got a busy show tonight, and we've got a bunch of calls on hold, and I'll be getting to you in the next few minutes, so just hang in there. I wanted to talk a little bit about the speech first that President Trump gave the joint sessions of Congress. Now, this speech, in my opinion, is one of the best, if not the best, ever given at or in Congress. And I'm talking about even going back against Reagan. Now, I know that's going to hurt some Reaganites, and people are going to get upset and say, what are you talking about? You've got to really break down the speech. You've really got to break down some of the things that were said. It was phenomenal. And I don't want to continue to keep comparing Trump to Reagan. Reagan was Reagan. That was the 80s. That was the 20th century. We're now in the 21st century. And I think, in all fairness, we've got to move forward. Reagan will always be a staple for conservative values, for American patriotic belief systems. However, we are in the 21st century. We've got a whole different set of rules. There's a whole different set of issues, cultural issues that are being dealt with today, and we've got to actually look at the today. We can't keep going back to yesteryear and comparing if this was as good as Reagan or not. I mean, wouldn't you agree that's the right way to look at things going forward? So when we hear Donald Trump and he addressed the joint sessions of Congress, he touched on a lot of things about, you know, being the representative of America, not of the world, but of America. And of course, isn't that what we want to hear from a president? He talked about diversity. He talked about unity. He basically denounced all the anti-Semitism that has happened, the anti-Semitic issues that have been happening with these grave sites getting destroyed and just all the barbarian things that are happening right now on the streets of this great country. Now, it just wasn't me. It just wasn't other conservatives that actually believed that Donald Trump did a phenomenal job regarding that speech. Even liberals, some of the biggest liberals you would ever want to meet in your lifetime, also concurred regarding that speech. And in fact, if we can run that clip, I want you to hear for yourself.
36 years ago, Ronald Reagan reinvented the speech of the joint session of Congress. He was the one who introduced the idea of having people up in the gallery and creating not just a programmatic message, but a deeply emotional message. I think Donald Trump reinvented it again tonight, 36 years later. I thought it was by far the best speech I've ever heard Donald Trump give. It was one of the best speeches in that setting I've ever heard any president give.
There were truly extraordinary moments. Corinna Owens William Ryan Owens was her husband. Ben, you were saying while you were watching that about the significance of that moment.
He became president of the United States in that moment, period. There are a lot of people who have a lot of reason to be frustrated with him, to be fearful of him, to be mad at him. But that was one of the most extraordinary moments you have ever seen in American politics, period. And he did something extraordinary. And for people who have been hoping that he would become unifying, hoping that he might find some way to become presidential. They should be happy with that moment.
That, my friends, was Chris Wallace, who is a Democrat for Fox News, very critical of Trump in the past. That was also Van Jones of CNN, one of the biggest liberals you'll ever meet on the streets, concurring with what I just said. This was the greatest speech. In fact, Van Jones said without hesitation that he became president in that very moment. What do you think, friends? Does this, for anybody out there listening right now that was on the fence for Trump or was just not a Trump supporter, just like our friend Carl in Las Vegas, did that speech do something for you? Can you concur with Van Jones, with Chris Wallace, my God, even Tom Brokaw have said the same things, that this was the greatest speech they've heard from a president? Shouldn't that be enough, friends, to actually start trying to unite the country? If you're hearing this, isn't there a responsibility from the former Obama administration and their surrogates, from the former, well, at least from Hillary Clinton, from Bernie Sanders? Wouldn't you think that it's time now to say, you know what? Okay, this is what he said that night. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's let him have his first 100 days. I mean, my God, 45 days has already passed. Let's give this guy the time he needs. And then if, in fact, after those 100 days, he's not holding true to what he said he'd do, then go ahead and throw him under the bus. Wouldn't you think by now, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton and the Obama administration, the former Obama administration, and those on the left would really say, okay, it's time to unite. It's time to unite. We like this. No, of course not. Because normal people, patriots like you and me, we know that this speech made sense. We know that there was nothing horrible about this speech. And in fact, if you recall the speech, one of the biggest moments is when Trump honored fallen Navy SEAL, William Ryan Owens, and his widow stood up, and there was this large standing ovation. In fact, let's play that clip. It's a couple minutes long, but I need you to hear this. This is so important, because if you missed that address, if you missed President Trump, his speech to the joint sessions of Congress, I need you to hear how valuable, how important this moment is, and I'm going to tell you why when we come back, if we could play that clip.
We are blessed to be joined tonight by Corinne Owens, the widow of U.S. Navy Special Operator, Senior Chief William Ryan Owens. Ryan died as he lived, a warrior and a hero, battling against terrorism and securing our nation. I just spoke to our great General Mattis just now, who reconfirmed that, and I quote, Ryan was a part of a highly successful raid that generated large amounts of vital intelligence that will lead to many more victories in the future against our enemy. Ryan's legacy is etched into eternity. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Ryan is looking down right now. You know that. And he's very happy because I think he just broke a record. For as the Bible teaches us, there is no greater act of love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. Ryan laid down his life for his friends, for his country, and for our freedom. And we will never forget Ryan.
That is patriotism. That is honor. That is an American president. That makes the most sense. That is what we've been lacking for 8 years. Hell, that is what we've been lacking since Ronald Reagan and the liberal left are flipping out because they don't like it. In fact, they hate it. And they are trying to say that President Trump used this widow as a pawn. No, he didn't use her as a pawn. He acknowledged and honored a fallen soldier, a hero, so that I can be on the air talking to you, and you can call my show, and you can talk to me. But you've got Michael Moore, you've got The View, you've got the New York Times, all trying to say something completely different because they hate the military. Oh, they'll pretend they love the military, but they don't. They loathe the military. 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh into the program. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I promise you, we're going to go right to the calls that have been on hold and that have been so patient. And then, of course, we're going to break down more of the speech and the liberals' reactions to President Trump's speech and, well, the widow, former, well, deceased Navy SEAL William Ryan Owens. What a true hero. We're going to break this down and more, so don't you dare go away. Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and if you're like me, it comes midday, my energy level's at an all-time low, I'm getting ready to crash, so I tend to go to the cup of coffee or the energy drink that's sold at the store that we all know isn't good for us. Well, some friends of mine just reintroduced me into Youngevity. In fact, it's something called Pollen Burst Plus, and I'm talking about an energy drink that doesn't make you crash. In fact, it's healthy for you. It's got something called the New Zealand Black Currant, which is a natural antioxidant that gives you bursts of energy that last for hours, no crashing. This stuff increases my energy, it helps with the anti-aging process, and it even curbs the appetite. I've got representatives standing by now to give you a free report and lecture from Dr. Joel Wallach called Dead Recipe. I think the title speaks for itself. Call now, 877-936-2662. That's 877-936-2662. Get that free lecture and get questions answered for your own health issue regarding Youngevity and how it could possibly benefit you. 877-936-2662.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Now, it's more of the Steve Sanchez Show.
All right, welcome back to the program. Steve Sanchez with you Sunday nights, the only place to be on your talk radio dial or on your mobile device. Because we are big in the digital space, and for all of you that have downloaded our app and that are listening live on the internet, we appreciate you very, very much. Our stats have come in, and it is pretty darn close. Our internet audience is almost reaching the capacity of our actual brick-and-mortar radio station audience. And that's very cool, and we do appreciate everybody listening out there, either on the GCN live stream or on the Steve Sanchez Show website or even on our KDWN mobile app. All right, let's go back to our busy calls here. Let's jump over to Eddie in Orlando, Florida. You're up next. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve. Love your show. My name's Edie, by the way.
Edie, and, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Everybody gets it wrong. First of all, I want to say I agree totally with you. The speech was incredible. I've been a Trump fan since day one. I actually cried during his speech several times. I was proud to be a deplorable that day, let me just tell you.
That's right.
Secondly, I want to tell you is I've told my children, if you don't tell a lie, you don't have to remember the lie. And all I've seen in the last 2 days are lies. No one can remember what the other one's going to say. So, you know, you've got Schumer on there saying one thing. The clapper on there, the other, the analyst, they all don't know what to say. So it's one lie after the next. The next thing is I watched the movie Snowden, and I think that anybody who wants to know what's going on right now needs to watch that movie. I was so enlightened by that movie that it gave me chills up my spine, and I was mortified. Thirdly, I want to say is that this is all going on because of the money. You know, Trump is draining the swamp, which means the lobbyists. So if America could see the bills that some of these lobbyists actually write and give to the Democrats, and the Democrats get paid big money in donations, well, they'd be appalled. Like, let's not have mice, check to see if maybe we can find a cancer cure. It's absolutely absurd to me. It's absurd to me, but it's all about the money. So they will do anything to try to get Trump out of there because he doesn't give a crap about the money. And I am really, really upset that people have not educated themselves about what has been going on in our United States. Because if they would just do some research, and I know people are tired, and so am I. But, I mean, half the people didn't even read half the emails that were leaked, which were incredible. I mean, even about pedophilia, I mean, that's just crazy stuff.
And, oh, there is. But, you know, the media controls the narrative. That's the problem.
Exactly. And it's so nice to have a station like yours and others on the Internet that people should actually... I don't even watch the news anymore other than Fox. And Fox sometimes works my last nerve. But, you know, for the majority of it, they're very pro-Trump, and I like that. But any other station, I don't even watch anymore because they're all liars.
But yeah, it's very difficult.
About the money. And let me just say one more thing, too. Remember back when Trump, he may have won the election already, I think. And remember when he came and said, where are these leaks came through? And he even got on TV and said, I didn't even tell my assistant, who has worked for me for 20 years,
right,
that he had been doing this investigation because the leaks were coming out. That's because he was tapped. And it doesn't mean that his phones were just tapped. We're talking about electronical devices. We're talking about anything communicative. You know what I mean?
So oh, absolutely. I know. And he was already elected. He was already elected based on what you were saying. It was after the fact. But I got to bounce. It's a short segment, Edie. But I appreciate you listening. I believe you're listening on WBOB in Orlando. So I appreciate that. But you're absolutely right, Edie. He's been tapped. There's no doubt. Even the former Attorney General for Bush is saying that it's a probability. And Obama's going to deny it because Obama's a liar. Clintons are liars. Comey, James, Clapper. So, again, my question to you, the American people, who are you going to believe? The fake news media? Are you going to believe the D.C. rats? Or are you going to believe an outsider that we elected to be the 45th president of the United States of America that doesn't need the job, doesn't need the pay cut? Think about that during break, and we'll be right back.
Listening to Steve Sanchez. Call him now at 1-877-49-STEVE.
Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and I get asked on my show all the time what my viewpoint of gold and silver are, what my viewpoint is on the future of America's economy. Look, I wish I had a crystal ball, but I don't. But my friends over at Sahara Coin and Precious Metals, they're on the cutting edge of knowing exactly what's happening with paper currency versus hard assets like gold and silver. I mean, think about it. J.P. Morgan, the largest investment banking firm in the world, now owns 55 million ounces of silver versus the 5 million ounces they owned in 2012. We gotta ask ourselves why. For a limited time, my friends over at Sahara Coin and Precious Metals have a DVD and a special report that's going to blow the lid off of what the insiders don't want you to know. In fact, former Federal Reserve President Richard Fisher is on record talking about how they manipulated the stock market in 2008 and how they could be doing that again. I want you to call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929 to get this free report and DVD. That's 888-772-2929.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Steve Sanchez hanging out with you. Glad to be here. We've got a very busy show tonight, and I'm going to respect everybody to get everybody on. But I had talked about in the first segment of this hour how the liberals have been attacking not only President Trump for the speech he gave honoring the widow of fallen Navy SEAL William Ryan Owens, but they're calling her idiots. It's insane. So I've got a series of clips. They're very quick. I want you to hear the insanity, and then I want to go to the phone calls and have you have your word on what you believe. Well, maybe we can diagnose these libtards together. All right, let's go to the first clip, and that's Michael Moore. Listen to fat Michael Moore. Here he goes.
All about you.
Yeah.
You're not ever, that would require empathy.
Yeah.
To think, oh, geez, I've just insulted Chris Matthews. That I don't feel good about that. Yeah. That's not going to be processed through.
What do you think about his counting the applause lines, applause minutes that passed on about a very poignant moment about the widow who looked like a wonderful person, very in love with her husband she lost. And then he says, well, he'll be happy up there in heaven and how many minutes of applause he got. Was that something
Ryan Owens,
strange?
Ryan Owens, his death came as a result of a dinner.
Nothing strange about that, Chris, talking about the Bible.
And a political hack.
He made a decision in dinner.
Over dinner with Bannon and Jared.
Chris Matthews just didn't get a tingle on his leg like he did with Obama.
And he denied having a role in it.
And then the reporting here on NBC News and other networks and papers of how the intelligence community said there, we got nothing out of
this. That's what happens. I'm not going to hold him against that. It's just he can't.
But then lie tonight.
Yeah, I know.
To say, oh, we got all this treasure trove and using
but
the widow.
But he wants that to be the argument.
Yeah.
Whether it was a valuable mission or not.
Yeah. Of course, and that's why she's there.
Yeah.
As a sort of FU to the people who are criticizing him for this. And this poor woman, this widow who has lost her husband, she is in desperate grief right now.
She's in love with her husband still.
And in love with her husband.
And what did you think of
that? And to use that as just
well, of course she's in love with her husband.
And what do you think about my ratings?
And how many?
Record applause.
What is it?
I'm going to get an Emmy for this. Most applause for a dead soldier on my watch. I mean, this is the sickness of this man, and I think anybody watching this at home, other than his core base.
With him. Everything is
it's all product. It's all about.
Michael Moore is a disgusting slob. Number one, the audacity to say that Donald Trump used her as a pawn is ridiculous. President Trump honored her by honoring her deceased husband, who is a hero, by the way. You know, President Trump talked about the Bible. And, you know, it's very rare that we've heard the Bible mentioned so much. Now, some people are saying, well, he doesn't believe the Bible. That's his speechwriter. Let me tell you something about President Donald Trump. No one's going to get him to say anything he doesn't want to say. That's the difference. Now, if it was Obama reading the teleprompter, if it was Bush or Clinton, then I could basically say, yeah, your speechwriter forced you to say that. No one is going to force Donald Trump to say anything that he doesn't want to say. You know that and I know that. But to hear Chris Matthews, who, by the way, is a stupid fool, and to hear Michael Moore, and they entertain and actually concur that somehow this was all about ratings and you know, he's looking down from heaven. Look, you atheist nincompoops, just because the majority of American are Christians and they believe there is a heaven, and by the way, you're probably not going to get there the way you guys sound. Don't try to poke fun, but it's the same thing that Obama said. Oh, they cling to their guns and their Bibles. Well, guess what? Yeah, we do cling to our Bibles. Maybe you cling to your Quran, but oh, did I say that? I guess I did. And yes, we cling to our Bibles. Let's go to Bob in Las Vegas to find out what you think about Michael Moore, President Trump, and the disgusting media. Bob, are you with us? Bob is now with us.
Came out. Excuse me?
I'm sorry, Bob. My fault. Go ahead, buddy.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Michael Moore is a despicable human being. He's against capitalism, but he made all his money through the capitalist system. You know, and now he wants to come out against Trump and all this stuff. He's out of his mind, obviously. And Chris Matthews is a hack. His ratings are down in the toilet. And so they don't go anywhere. The media has been exposed for the corrupt people that they are. And people forget that Bill Clinton met Loretta Lynch on that tarmac in Phoenix to talk about golf and grandchildren.
Exactly.
And not long after that, Comey was dropping charges on those 33,000 emails. I mean, how stupid do they think we are? I mean, what do you think went on there? And nobody saw this conversation. No security was allowed in there. It was a deal cut with Loretta Lynch, who's now calling for more blood in the street, more marches. And but just what we saw in Berkeley the other day, one gentleman was saying, well, when are the bullets going to fly? The bullets are flying. The fists are flying now. We're at war right now. And these cowards with their masks on, well, that's even illegal to have a mask on at these rallies. I don't know why
that's
they're not. Why they're not being arrested. And the cops said they stood back because they did not want to escalate the violence. So I don't know what's going on there in Jerry Brown State and University of Berkeley, but that's just crazy stuff. And
absolutely insane. And trust me, Bob, it's going to happen in the city of Las Vegas. It's going to happen in the city of Phoenix. It's going to be in every city in America. Loretta Lynch saying what she said is code to actually have Black Lives Matter, La Raza, La Mecha, and all these anti-Trump groups to come out and continue to create havoc and chaos for the American people because they're desperate to remove Donald Trump. And the only way they can do that, Bob, is to create this false narrative that having Trump in office is a detriment to our society, to our safety. It's just ridiculous. They're nuts. And I appreciate you, Wayne and Bob. Thanks for the call. They are nuts. I mean, if you think about even Nancy Pelosi, even Pelosi is saying some ridiculousness. She was interviewed by Jake Tapper on Sunday here, and Jake Tapper's talking to her about President Trump's speech, and Nancy Pelosi, she's so sick and senile, said that she thinks that the press, this is where she's going now, that the press were accomplices in undermining our election. So it wasn't just the Russians, it was the press's fault as well. Not that it was Hillary Clinton's deleting of 33,000 emails, not that it was Hillary Clinton taking $25 million from Saudi Arabia when she's the champion of women, when they treat homosexuals and women horribly there. Not that it was Hillary Clinton and her continued lies, like when she was under gunfire or sniper attack back in the day when she was visiting the Middle East. No, it had nothing to do with Hillary Clinton and her being a horrible candidate. It had nothing to do with the DNC screwing Bernie Sanders over the nomination. No, it's the media's fault, and it's Russia's fault, and it's President Trump's fault. It can't be their fault because they're too smart, and they're too suave, and they're too educated, and they're too brilliant. The truth has been exposed, and they don't know what the hell to do. The media doesn't know what to do. The Democrats don't know what to do. But I know what to do, is to continue to double down and speak the truth against these atheist, communist haters of America. Let's go to John in Palm Springs, California. You're up next. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve. Great show as usual.
Thank you, my friend.
I just wanted to tell you about the. I concur with you on the speech. It was one of the greatest presidential addresses in the history of this country, mainly because and God bless and God be with the widow of Operator Owens. It was very, very poignant. But the reason it was so great, not only the content of the speech, but you know he means what he says. This president tells it like it is. He's not afraid to stand up to anybody and tell it like it is. It wasn't the same old window dressing of George Bush and the pathological liar of Obama, the Manchurian candidate we had for the 8 years, the pretend president. We have a real president now, and he means every word of it. That's the beautiful thing about it. That's why it resonated so much
exactly.
with the American people. Yeah, and I had to make a comment on that liberal that called you earlier, second or third phone call to show, the so-called psychologist.
Oh, Carl.
He ought to have his head examined himself. If he's drinking the Kool-Aid, thinking that Comey and Clapper are telling us the truth, I mean, anybody with a half of brain on their head knows that Hillary Clinton violated the Espionage Act to the letter of the law. I mean, it's not even close. It wasn't even a judgment call. He just decided because the Clintons paid him off that he wasn't going to prosecute because she was a political candidate. But he
exactly.
knows she's guilty as sin, just like everybody else knows she's guilty as sin. And you're right. The truth is out. God's hand in this election, there's no doubt about it. And now that's the era of telling the truth, and they don't know what to do. They're scurrying like rats, like you always say, Steve. I'll listen off the air. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it, John. Thanks for weighing in, man. John's absolutely correct. The truth is out, and you've got alternative media now. You've got digital media, and you don't need the fake news media anymore. And America's smart. You know, the American people, they work hard. They pay their taxes. You know, the honest people of this country, the patriots of this country, love their country. They love God. They love family. They love country. And they live by that. It's just not words that are said. It's just that, oh, I love God. I love family. I love country. No, it's lived by their value system, the integrity, the way they deal with their families. It is lived. And they work hard to provide for their kids, for their grandkids, to have a better life because this is America. But one thing about the good men and women of this country is you can't push them around. As busy as they are, as busy as they will continue to be, the patriots of this country understand one thing, that they're not going to lose this country to the radical left. They're not going to lose this country to radical Islam. They're not going to lose this country to the LGBT forcing certain narratives down our throat. They're not going to lose the foundation and framework and the vision and the idea that was absolutely America. That is why Donald Trump has been elected. And John is absolutely right. Trump doesn't care about what they think of him because he believes 100% of everything he's saying. Go back for the last 30 years, all the interviews publicly that he's had on Larry King, Phil Donahue, on Oprah, you will see the same Donald Trump then as you see now. So the press and the liberal left have tried everything to make you believe that Donald Trump is a phony. Not true. It's backfiring on them. This is Steve Sanchez. Quick break, and then we're going to come back and take some more calls. Don't go away.
Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and you know I recently celebrated my 25th year as a financial educator and advisor, and I'm going to be straight with you. The issues I see here in America and abroad are going to give way to what I believe is going to be the biggest financial collapse we've ever seen. Trust me, it will make 2008 seem like a cakewalk. Now, I get calls and emails asking me all the time, Steve, what are we going to do? What can be done about it? When's this going to happen? Well, look, I wish I had a crystal ball, but I don't. But if we look at what's going on, all the signs that we're seeing everywhere, like the war on cash, a possible gold shortage, Saudi Arabia and Russia discussing an oil production freeze, then we've got to act right now and not crisis plan. So, due to popular demand, I'm releasing right from my desk a special report. It's called The 5 Things You Need to Do Now to Survive the Impending Economic Collapse. I want you to call 877-983-SAFE. That's 877-983-7233 or visit stevesanchez.info. Look, friends, we cannot afford another 2008. Do not crisis plan. Call today, 877-983-SAFE or stevesanchez.info.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Sitting around the campfire singing Kumbaya here. It's more of the Steve Sanchez Show.
All right, welcome back to the program. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you. Glad to be with you on this busy Sunday night. 1-877-49. Steve is how you weigh into the program. I think we have one phone line still up. No, we don't. So let's go ahead and jump over to Craig in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're up next. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
Hey, Donald Trump speech was, you know, the most spectacular speech that was ever uttered by any president under any circumstances, and it was truly phenomenal, and it really exemplifies, you know, the patriotism that, you know, that we the American people have been wanting to have for such a long, long time. And when he recognized Chief William Ryan Owens, you know that's what he's the type of person that's what makes America the greatest nation on earth. And as for Michael Moore, you big fat slob, you get out of my country. You disgust me thoroughly, and I'm proud to have him as a Navy SEAL defending my country.
I agree. Amen, man.
I just my blood boils over people like him. But get out of my country, Michael. Just go. We don't need you.
Yeah, I agree. We don't need him. We don't. I agree with you, man. Craig, beautifully said, and I appreciate you. You're a true patriot. Have a great week. God bless. Craig in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You can hear the frustration, and I hear that from many of my callers, and I read the emails, I read my private messages on Facebook, my tweets that come into me. America and the honest, true patriots that love this country, love their family, love the Lord, are upset because they see through the shenanigans. I see through the shenanigans. Donald Trump believes exactly what he says. He believes in this country. And again, I challenge you to go back 30 years and look and hear many of the interviews that he had. Nothing has changed. He's a populist. He's a nationalist. He's not even really a conservative Republican. He's not a Democrat. He is a nationalist. He is a populist. He has conservative values, but he is a patriot. I think the labels of conservatism and liberalism and Democrat, Republican have faded into the sunset. Because you can be a patriot and be conservative, but yet be a little bit of a libertarian. And maybe even in some cases have one or two liberal tendencies. But the liberals today
are not the liberals of the 60s that just wanted some civil rights. And they wanted some freedoms for equal rights and equal pay and for women's rights. No, the liberals today are communists. They are haters of America. I mean, should we even call them liberal? Because that's not really who they are. They're more progressive, more aggressive. It's depressing that our country has turned into this almost to the cusp of a civil war. And this half hour, friends, being brought to you by our friends over at the Davis-Miles Law Group. I'll tell you who's a patriot is Greg Miles, the founder of this firm, and he's also a best-selling author. Greg understands what you go through day in and day out. In fact, he's worked with families and small businesses his whole career as one of the best attorneys in the country, according to U.S. News and World Report, one of the top five in America. We're happy that he's a great friend of the show. He's a sponsor. But he authored a book about a year ago. It's called The Bare Necessities to Protect Your Family, Your Finances, and Your Business. He updated it when Trump became president, and it goes into detail about keeping the government out of your stuff. Yes, keeping Big Brother out of everything that you own is extremely important. So this free book is that free by calling 877-307-8383. That's 1-877-307-8383. There's 8 steps that Greg outlines in this book that you need to take now to keep Big Brother and keep the government's hands off of your stuff. Look, if you've got a family, which I'm sure you do, and you've got finances, which of course you do, and you've got a small business, which many people do, this book is absolutely a treasure. You need it in your hands only during this live transmission. Again, 1-877-307-8383 from our good friends over at the Davis-Miles Law Group. Okay, hour number 3 is coming up next, but we've got top of the hour news, so hang tight, and when we come back, we'll go right back to the phone calls. Don't you dare go away.
Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and you hear me on my show discuss the needs of a small business person in America. Look, most people have woken up today to understand the establishment isn't going to help them. The government can't help you, but you can help yourself by having the most important ingredient to your success, and that's knowledge. So my friends over at the Davis-Miles Law Group are going to help you get that knowledge. Founding member and author Greg Miles has authored a book called The Bare Necessities to Protect Your Business, the 8 steps you need to take now to protect your family, finances, and your future. This book is a needed tool in your toolbox. It's available right now for free by calling 877-307-8383. Look, we're going to show you how to protect yourself from Obamacare, how to keep Big Brother out of your stuff, how to put a legal fence around everything you own. Call 877-307-8383. That's 1-877-307-8383 for the book, The Bare Necessities to Protect Your Business.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the
underground secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.